I have a very special caller calling in with a big event happening this weekend. Rick Hoganson, the City of Two Harbors Chief of Police. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Perfect.
I really appreciate you calling in. There's a little thing called Thomas the Train coming into town this weekend. And we really appreciate you calling in to let listeners know what to expect as far as traffic and crowds and what's happening this weekend down at the depot.
Sure. I guess I can start with a little bit of traffic. If everybody remembers back to last year, right around this time, mm-hmm. we had closures on 9th Street, 8th Street, and 5th Street, which prevents people from taking a left-hand turn off of 7th Avenue, which is one of the big delays along that main corridor through town. So people can look for those closures again. This time, for the next two weekends, so Thomas is here for the next two weekends. Parking will be a lot similar to some restricted parking. Those signs have been placed in advance, which is required by our ordinance. It just allows for law enforcement, our fire department, our rescue squad, and our ambulances to be able to safely access everyone in the community. So whether it's somebody in need directly or indirectly, we'll be able to access them. But not a lot of restrictions. We are expecting, of course, it's summer on the North Shore, so we always have an influx of people, but Thomas the Train looks to be bringing around at least 1,500 ticket holders right now on Friday, about 2,300 ticket holders on Saturday, and about 1,000 on Sunday for the first weekend. So a lot more people added to the mix. So that's about 500 to 700 vehicles that are going to be looking for parking. So we're trying to be a welcoming community, but keeping public safety in the forefront of everybody's brain. So a lot of the things we do are done for that reason. We think it's going to be successful. It's been great to work with the organizers of the event. They've been very mindful of the requests that we've had, and we just continue to plan for everything and the unexpected.
Right, yep. And wow, this is 3 days each weekend, right? Friday, Saturday, yep. Sunday? Okay.
Yep. And then on Monday, there is a sensory day, they call it.
Yep.
So that's a little smaller crowd. Just a few hundred kids and parents coming in. So that'll be pretty cool.
That is very, very cool. So are visitors only coming from their vehicles? So Thomas is just coming on his own on the train tracks, and then all those who want to see Thomas are driving. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yep. There's no shuttle service this year, much different than previous events. There's no shuttle service, so people will be parking their cars throughout town and walking down to the depot area to see Thomas and his friends. I think Percy.
Yeah.
There's train rides going on from 8:30 in the morning. The train rides start till the last one departs at 3:15 in the afternoon. So
There'll
be an influx of people in the downtown area up to 7th Avenue. So certainly good for the business community, and I think our community all around.
Oh, definitely. Now, I saw that they've been set up for a while, so there's, like, gated areas. So if you're a ticket holder, you know where to go. You just head down to the depot, and it's all very well marked and fenced off, and you can see all the tents and everything. So is there more than just the train rides that you're aware of? Because there was a lot of tents set up out there.
Yeah, I think they have, like, magic shows and a lot of events for the kids. I think that's where, if you've seen out on other Facebook or social media posts, the need for volunteer groups. I think there's a lot, really a kid-friendly, kid-orientated event. So I think they've got a lot going on down there. So
okay, so
it's interesting to see.
So is this, like, you said it's from 8:30 until 3, so you are a ticket holder and you're coming for a specific time. So I'm just trying to imagine traffic. Is it everyone's going to basically get here at the same time and leave at the same time, or it's going to be continuous activity throughout the day because people are coming and going?
Yeah, I think it'll be throughout the day.
Okay.
So as many as 400 to 500 people, I think, are on the, like, say the 10 a.m. train ride. So, but what our understanding is that the visitors or the guests, the ticket holders to Thomas will really certainly hang around the community all day long. So it's highly likely by the event promoter that these people are here and they will stop in and they will visit some of our restaurant establishments, our local businesses. So it's not like they're in, they take their train ride and they're out, is our
right.
understanding.
Right, they that's, yeah, and it's supposed to be beautiful. So, like the tall ships, are there going to be officers at that main intersection of 7th and 7th dealing with traffic? If there's going to be a lot of people walking around, I'm just thinking the pedestrians, that many people walking around, what is your plan for the safety of pedestrians?
Certainly. We haven't brought in any outside agencies. They are readily okay. available at a call. But we've got several of our officers working. Myself and Assistant Chief Anderson will be in over the weekend working. So really, pedestrian traffic, motor vehicle traffic, and parking are going to be what we focus on, as well as the needs of the community. That is always at the forefront, and the things we'll take care of. So it'll be a lot of local faces out and about. The Lake County Sheriff's Office will have some folks present, and we'll be all around the community just making sure things are doing good. If we've got issues or people have issues, we'd ask that they call, and we will respond. So
excellent. All right. Anything else listeners need to know about safety and procedure and what's happening this week in August 4th, 5th, and 6th, and next weekend, what is it, the 11th?
I don't know. 11th to the 13th, I think.
Yeah, yep.
I guess the only other thing that I would add is just there'll be a lot of signage. The no parking signs are in place already.
Okay.
We spoke with several of the churches already concerned about Sunday morning services, and we've made some changes from the tall ships event, so there is more parking. And I just want people to remember that it is for emergency services, really the one reason.
Yep.
Not inconvenience. There are issues. I would encourage people to call. So pay attention to the signage, because it will kind of, I guess, bottleneck is maybe the right word for it, mm-hmm. down at the end of Waterfront Drive, where all the fences are, because the parking lot south of Wells Fargo, the American Legion, those buildings will be blocked off because we also have a veterans motorcycle ride coming into town, and they have got permission to close off that parking lot. So that is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event as well, so Saturday night. There's also a street dance going on First Avenue from 6 to 10. So lots going on in our community. Lots of things happening.
Wow, that is a lot of stuff, but it sounds like you got it covered, so.
Yep, a lot of planning goes into all this stuff, and I'm super thankful for the with here at the police department who help in all of it. So we're doing our best, and wish us luck, I guess.
Right, we'll be seeing a lot of you this weekend and next weekend. Rick, thanks so much for calling in. I really, really appreciate it. And, listeners, just let the City of Two Harbors Police Department know if there's any issues, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay, thanks a lot. You have a great rest of your day. Get some rest.
Bye, Michelle. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Bye. And that was Rick Hoganson, the chief of police here at Two Harbors. And wow, there is a lot of stuff going on here in Two Harbors this weekend. How exciting. So just take it slow, plan accordingly, and be safe and patient.